How many children did the Catholic Church rape? Is there a number? Has anyone found the number yet? Is it in the hundreds of thousands? I don't think it's millions, but it could be. Like, that is, I say it could be millions, and I'm not even joking. It could be millions of children that the Catholic Church has raped. The individuals that make up the organization that is the Catholic Church could have raped over a million children. It could be multiple millions. It could be 3-4 million people. It could be fucking more than that. Is it hundreds of thousands, though? Hundreds of thousands seems like maybe like that's the number. Like somewhere there, like 300, 400, 800, 900,000? Is it over 100,000? Let's ask the failing company known as Google. Google are going to die, aren't they? All right, let's see. How do we word this to actually get the number? I want the real number. I want the real number. How many children has the Catholic Church raped? How many? Give me an. The report found an estimated 216,000 children were victims of sexual violence by French Catholic priests. This is only French Catholic priests. Wait. What? What? Wait. Up to a million Italian children had been abused over 7 decades. And that's in Italy. Over 70 years. So 216,000 French. And maybe a million? Up to a million Italians? How is this thing? It is multiple millions. It could be in the tens of millions. How is the Catholic Church? How is the Catholic religion still a thing? How does it exist? What the fuck is wrong with this species? Definitively, it's gotta be millions. If that's just the French and the Italians, and you put them together, and it's over a million, then what about everywhere else? Wow. That means there's millions of people on this world right now, on this planet we call Earth, who have been raped by members of this church, by the priests, by the clergymen, by the people of the church. When they were children. When they had little tiny dicks. And like, mostly it's boys, right? Is it mostly boys? I mean, I'm sure some girls got, you know, caught up in it as well. The abused include, yeah, mostly boys, but also girls. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, my son. If you're Catholic out there and you're listening to this, stop. Stop being Catholic. I mean, was I born a Catholic? I wasn't born a Catholic. No, I wasn't. But I was born into a... No, I wasn't even born in a family. Fuck that. I don't like that wording. But when I was born, there were these people, these weird people around me, you know, my family, who, you know, baptized me, I think. They tried to drown me. Some weird man in a robe, a white robe, and some fucking bling tried to drown me. And I survived. That was fucking traumatic enough, wasn't it? So yeah, I was baptized into the Catholic Church. But later on, I baptized the Catholic Church into me. Put in my fucking arsehole. And not like a dick. Not like a fun dick. No. The way you fucking pick up a pickle off the ground and you stick it in your ass. A teeny tiny little pickle. A gherkin. And you put it in there. For, you know, for spitefulness. Out of anger. Out of rage. That's the way I baptized the Catholic Church. I mean, I don't like this. I don't like the Catholic Church. I don't like Christianity. I don't like what they did to my son. Some of them. And I think it's the people who actually, you know, they become believers in Jesus Christ, my son. And they get a lot of meaning out of his teachings. And they love the community aspect of it. You know, the regular people who go to church or who, you know, kind of believe in these things, but don't practice the religion too much. You know, these people, nothing wrong with these people, okay? And if you're one of these people, like, you can get out. You can denounce this shit. You can say, this is fucking wrong. And I don't want to be anywhere near an organization that does this. And I don't want to be near an organization. You know, this is what the regular people should say. I don't want to be near an organization that glorifies the horrific death of Brad Nichols' son, the son of Brad. We should not be in this religion. We should be part of the true religion, which is the religion of Brad, the Church of Brad. So if you're one of these people, I ain't got nothing wrong with you, unless you're also one of the ones that are, you know, sucking off little children, fingering little children, fucking little children in the mouth and the ass. You're one of them, then you can go away. But if you're someone who just, you know, has got a lot out of the teachings of my son Jesus Christ, then welcome. You're welcome. I want you. I love you. My arms are open. Come on in. Come on into my home. That's what I say to you people. You're welcome in my land of glory. You're welcome in the true promised land. You're welcome in my heaven on earth. You are. Fuck the Catholic Church. Fuck the Catholic Church. Any other organization that had those numbers. Imagine if it was the IRS. Imagine if the IRS had raped millions of children. Like, it's, you fucking, I hate saying, oh, you can't make this stuff up. I really hate that saying. But I was about to use it. Because you can make this stuff up. You can make fucking anything up. But it is so fucking outlandish that it's hard to, it's hard to even think of it as a real thing. This is a thing that happened. And look, honestly, it's probably still happening. If people think that it's, oh, it's gone away now and it's not like that anymore after all the news stories come out, where do you think this need for child penis went to? Where do you think it went? Okay? You have all of these people in this organization who just love boy dick. They can't get another boy dick. They need a boy dick. That desire, you think it went away somewhere? You think it, and also the other people who maybe they weren't too into boy dick and boy asshole and boy mouth, weren't really into it. But those other people, they protected the people that were into those things, didn't they? They shuffled them around and they made excuses and they lied.
They covered their fucking asses. While their cocks were inside boys' asses.
Ugh. I mean, I get no fucking happiness out of talking about these things. It's disgusting. It is. I don't want to say boy dick again, but there you go. I just said it. I don't want to say little boy penis, but there you go. I just said it. It's still happening. And in 20 years, what's going to happen? New stories are going to come out. A new revelation. New revelationary things. Going to come out. And it's going to be, oh, it still went on. It still went on. This was their new fucking system of child rape. Like, if you're a parent and you have a child, especially a boy, but really a girl as well, and you're putting them still into these situations with grown men of an organization that has been proven to be the biggest child rape organization. I mean, where else? Where else? I want to know if anyone can beat the Catholic Church at raping children. It's the thing they do best. Maybe it's the thing they do second best. The thing they do best is put up statues and portraits of my son dying. That's the thing they do best. But let's see. Who? Let's ask Google this. Who is the biggest? I'm sure the FBI is reading this as well. And all the rest of them. Who is the biggest child sex abuse organization? Yeah. Unsurprisingly, there isn't a list. Let's ask it this way. Is the Catholic Church responsible for the most child sex abuse? How about you fucking answer that one, Google? Yeah, it didn't. Google didn't. And that's why it's failing. Maybe next time we'll ask ChatGPT. There's cases where nuns abused them as well. You know, women. Fucking sick people with their silly little collars. And their dumb fucking hats. And their shitty little bling. It's fucking insane. Fucking insane. And these are the people that are supposed to believe in hell. These are the people that preach, oh, if you do this, you're going to go to hell. If you stick your penis inside another man, you go fucking hell. You see, what you really got to do, you get them when they're young. If you put your penis in a boy, it's not the same as putting your penis in a man. Put your penis in a boy, you go to heaven. You put your penis in a man, you fucking go to hell. Say hello to the devil. I think this is one of the problems with this topic and this issue is that you don't want to really acknowledge it in your mind, because acknowledging it, you have to picture it, okay? Because that's how the human mind works. You know, if you think of, you know, if I say this to you right now, you know what you're going to do? You're going to picture it, and you're going to try not to now. You think, oh yeah, well, fucking Brad, I'm going to fucking not. No, if I say a few words to you now, if I paint a picture, you're going to imagine it, okay? Sprinter, running, stadium, medals, Olympics. You know, you're going to have a picture with just those words. Don't even have to craft it right now into a story. I could if I wanted to, but right now I'm not going to. All you need is those words. And I think why the mainstream, you know, really, it's the reason this issue isn't always front and center is because it's awkward and it's, I don't want to think about that. That's disgusting. That's it, you know, it's, that's disgusting. Don't bring that up. Oh, I don't want to think about that. Oh, you know. And I think that's the reason that, you know, this should be the climate change. Child rape across the world. That should be, that should have the same level of media attention, the same level of importance in the culture of this fucking world, of this species, as climate change, you know, something that we all know isn't going to be a fucking problem. And me saying that right now, that's fucking sacrosanct. That's fucking, woo, imprisonable. What are you doing? Climate change, you're going to destroy us all. We all know that we will adapt as a species to climate change. There'll be some things that happen that are uncomfortable, but there will be new technologies that mitigate all of those things, most of those things, okay? And we also know that no matter what happens with the climate now, further on down the line, there's going to be a lot more problems, okay, with nature itself than this, you know, bout of climate change that we are contributing to. The climate crisis. There's not a climate crisis. You know what there is? There is a child rape crisis. But when you, you know, when you think about climate change, it's easier. Because you think about climate change, you think about clouds and ice caps and polar bears. And oh, the heat waves, and oh, the hurricanes and typhoons are getting stronger. Oh, sea level rise. Oh, 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 oh. That's what you think about, isn't it? These images are fucking delightful. Who gives a fuck? Easy images. Easy. But if you talk about child rape, you talk about a grown man with his fucking collar and his fucking robe and his stupid fucking cross. You think about that man. Yeah, in his old fucking disgusting little dick out. His hairy fucking man tiny cock. A man cock, but a tiny cock. A tiny man cock. All wrinkled and old and fucking hairy and disgusting. Diseased. Fucking gangrene. And you think about him putting it inside a child. Forcibly, against that child's will, of course. Even if the child wanted it, it's still against its will. Because a child isn't... A child can't consent. And that's definitely true. Okay? Definitely true. It's a fucking child. And you're fucking them. It's a fucking child. And you're fucking them. You don't want those images. And that's why, you know, this is something that goes on and on and on, whether it's priests or whether it's other people all across the world. And yeah, law enforcement deals with it here and there. You know? They'll raid some child porn fucking websites, some networks. They'll do those things every now and then. And yeah, if there's enough evidence on a person, they'll lock them up. Go through the process and lock them up. But it should be as big of an issue as the climate crisis. You know. I fucking hate the climate crisis. I hate all that bullshit. I really do. Because there are real problems in the world. And the way people talk about climate change, like, it's even a problem. Like, it will be uncomfortable for some people. But it's not going to, you know, stick its dick in you when you're a kid and ruin your life. It's not going to do that. And it's not going to do it en masse across the whole world. Fucking, you know, honestly, there are things that people think are pretty innocuous as problems that are probably worse than climate change. Okay? Male pattern baldness. I think male pattern baldness is worse than climate change. Okay? Where's the baldness crisis? Where is all of this? Where are the conferences? Where is the media coverage? Where is the Greta Thunberg of the fucking male pattern baldness? Male pattern baldness. Male pattern baldness. The MPB. Where's Miss MPB? She's not around. And there's not a, you know, there's not a fucking, there's not a Greta Thunberg for, you know, taking action against child sexual abuse either, is there? Ashton Kutcher. Ashton fucking Kutcher tried it for a while. But then he got found out to be cheating on his wife or something. Like in a particularly skeezy way. Yeah. I don't like Ashton Kutcher. I've never liked Ashton Kutcher. I don't like his nose. Anyway, this episode really did get me angry. I feel angry. I feel like I want to fucking punch someone in the face. I want to knock someone out right now. I want to have a boxing match. And an MMA fight at the same time. Okay, I'll have a boxing match and an MMA fight, but they're separate, okay? But they're at the same time. I want that. And why not? A professional wrestling match as well. Yes. Yes. I've been watching all of these MMA knockouts and boxing knockouts recently. And they're fucking violent. They really are. And it's pretty obvious that they're violent, you know. That they would be violent. Of course they're supposed to be violent. But, I mean, these guys, they get fucking knocked out cold. And, like, the boxing one, it's a bit easier in boxing. Because you get knocked out and then the boxer doesn't fucking jump on you and keep punching you in the head. He steps back. And or she, you know, if it's a woman, they step back and they're like, okay, count him out, you know, knockout, right? But in MMA, they knock him to the fucking ground, unconscious, they're done, and they still fucking jump on them, and they get a few hits in there before the referee stops the match, you know, stops the fight, and it's over. It's wild. Maybe that should be the punishment. Maybe the punishment for every single priest that either raped a child or facilitated the rape of a child should be put in a ring with a professional MMA fighter and then be beaten the fucking shit out of after they're down. And there's no referee to stop it. No referee to stop it. And that's just the fucking first round of the punishment. Okay, MMA fight with no referee. Okay, with a professional fighter. That's the first round of many rounds of many different kinds of torture. That's the fucking entrance hall to hell. If you're Christian, if you're Catholic, again, if you're someone who hasn't done any of these things and just believe in my son's teachings, I have no problem with you. And I feel a deep sadness that you believe in these things. And first of all, you've been brainwashed to, you know, wear the cross and all that stuff. And, you know, celebrate, you know, Jesus fucking dying for your sins and all that crap, that line. But then, of course, also that you had to, you know, be caught up in all this child rape as well. The ones who don't make excuses about it, the ones who, you know, the ones who either have left the church because of it or want to and are on the edge of doing it and are about to do it, those kind of people. If you're someone who's still in the church and is like, you know, making excuses for this, then you can fuck off and die and go to hell as well. But the people who have a heart, have a soul, have a working mind still as well, and want to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves, be part of a community with real, you know, a real moral framework, then I welcome you into my arms, into my world. You are welcome, and you'll always be welcome. And my son, Jesus Christ, and my son, Kim Garam, we welcome you. Welcome home. All right, this is the most angry I've got about during an episode, maybe ever. Maybe not. I'm not sure, but I definitely am. I'm angry about this. All right. I'm going to drink some Pepsi Max. No caffeine. And I'm going to watch lots and lots and lots of big titty, big ass porn. And I'm going to punch my pillow and pretend it's a priest. We need people to step up. We need governments to step up. We need the Pope to step up. How about the Pope? How about you bring in capital punishment? How about that? And you invite all of these priests, every single priest that did all this shit, and you bring him in to Vatican City, and you just fucking poison them all, and you start again, and you do things properly. That's what the Catholic Church needs. Maybe that will redeem the Catholic Church a bit. I mean, the Catholic Church is unredeemable, but still, it may buy them some time. All right, that's it. That's the episode. Become a patron and support my work. I love you, and you love me. See you in the next one.
Oh!